Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Y'all know what day this is. I said, y'all know what day this is. It's Monstrous Monday with the one and only DJ Litty Lit, also known as Miss Unbelievable, on this beautiful, beautiful Monday. What y'all up to? How was y'all weekend? Tell me about it. 563-999-3411. Yo, I want to know what y'all was doing, how y'all was enjoying this weather. Yo, we had some crazy weather here in Minnesota. I got to tell y'all about that. Other than that, I'm spinning some new, some old, some remix. We got entertainment news, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. Who's bumping who? Who's getting this ad? Yes, I got it all for us tonight. But y'all know what I'm about to run up. Y'all know what I'm about to run down. I'm about to run down. It's about to be a quick ladies' night. And just in the beginning, just a quick ladies' night. I got the ladies on deck. And I want y'all to understand that ladies been talking sensual and sexual for years. So I got a few ladies I want y'all to hear. I'm going to run about four songs, and then we're going to get into who's up and who's getting that. Yeah, I'm going to be bussing in on them. But here's the number one Billboard song of right now. It's Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. What? Who's entangled? Who's got them entangled with that wet? I said, who's got them entangled with that wet? Monster Sunday.
Wet ass pussy. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop. Put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, but this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. Out in public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. While you really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat for this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well I'm tryna wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My head can miss fire, but I need the sun. It's going and drying, it's coming outside. Yeah, I run on that stand, the cops behind me. I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name. Ah.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop. That's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet ass pussy. Huh.
There's some hoes in this house. Trina Nasty Bitch up next. Yeah, I got a theme going. Hey, hey.
Get in bond with a nigga, slob on a nigga. Take all the dope, then I dodge a nigga. Cause I'm a nasty bitch, I leave a nigga dead broke. Snatch your bread and cop a brand new coat. I'm the jazzy type, and I only let you eat if you ask me right. My pussy mad, with more juice than a grape. Will you peel the skin, but sure it ain't no fun if your tongue ain't in. This is what a madness starts. So nigga, fuck me with your tongue, can you lick my heart? So nigga, work your mouth and don't talk.
Okay.
Roll like Jay must say, I don't sweat no tired ass nigga. I sign my own check. I'm the diamond princess, just as a ball roll. Put your face tighter and wetter than all y'all.
You nasty bitch, you nasty.
Uh-huh.
You nasty bitch, you nasty.
Uh-huh.
You nasty bitch, you nasty.
What? Trini, you so nasty.
You nasty bitch, you nasty.
Uh-huh.
You nasty bitch, you nasty.
Uh-huh.
You nasty bitch, you nasty.
What?
Trina, how you so nasty?
Fat back with a real thin weight.
What's up? Y'all, we having a monstrous Monday. I said we having a monstrous Monday. Up next, Lil' Kim, Nasty One. Do you say I got a theme? Just a little nasty. Just feeling it. Just a little bit. Just getting us ready for Wet, Wet Wednesday. This is how it's going down. Sponsors follow me, speak. Sponsor, you prepare up a
conversation. You never have to doubt I'm a Christian. Soon as you get out, you think it's out of kid life. That's a necessary dream of a near die. See you gon' do it for the nastiest one, yeah. Oh, when you do it for the nastiest one, yeah. Come fall in love with the nastiest one, yeah. The world, they know who the best is. No pharmacy, but they CVS is. 10 carats of better in the watch and necklace. Paint tripping off the Rari like it got asbestos. Kimmy got that mouth that'll leave him breathless. Snatching nigga's soul like he got a death wish. So Big tells you that I'm nasty. Pussy have a nigga sweating like an athlete. Make love in the backseat of his Bentley Jeep. I call him J. Reed, cause he ain't too
deep. Loving in the face on the big one.
you never have to throw it off a crystal. Soon as you get out, you think it's out of kid. Since it's a necessary dream, but it needs that. See, you're gonna do it for the nastiest one, nastiest one, yeah. But when you do it for the nastiest one, yeah. Come fall in love with the nastiest one, yeah.
What we did over the weekend right now. Me? What did I do? What did I do this weekend? I think I kicked it. I kicked it just a little bit. I know what I did. Hey.
Must have been, you must have been drinking because you don't even. You must have been drinking.
Yeah, I was drinking. Yes, 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 yes. That's a must.
She's like, nah, wait. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would. But let me tell y'all what. Let me tell y'all how I went. Okay, so I'm at my girl's house, and her guy's there. And he's like, you know how to play dominoes, and he's from Chicago, right? He was like, you know how to play dominoes.
Now, hold on. While you're telling your story, get some, go to the drops and throw one of them background sounds behind us real low. One of them might already be low. If it's like one or two notches, it's already cued. Just while you're telling your story, try to get to the drop part and see if you can throw some a little bit of instrumental behind it.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
So he was from Chicago trying to play. You say spades or dominoes?
No, dominoes, right?
Dominoes.
Right.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me. Oh, wait. Drop. And did you say drop music or just drop? I don't know what this is.
Just say anano, domino.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah.
Drop. Let's see what this got. I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, just move it one knot. One knot at a time. Yeah, see it there. It's just real low. Go back down that one knot. Just leave it right there. There we go.
Right there.
All
right. So he was from Chicago.
Domino, Chicago.
Old school.
Okay.
Dominoes.
Old school. Domino, Chicago. All right.
Old school. He talking about, you know, I play dominoes. I was like, yeah. You know. I was like, sure do. He was like, I'm about to mop you off this floor. You don't know how to play no dominoes, young whippersnapper. You don't know what you doing. I said, okay. You sure you want to play me? I said, I do know how to play. So I was acting like the little white girl. I was drinking, though, too. So I was acting like I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, yeah, I know how to play. Yeah. I know how to play.
You must have really been old if he called you a whippersnapper. Oh, go ahead.
Young whippersnapper. Yeah. He old. I was like, yeah, I know how to play. I sat and then I started moving the stuff on the table. I was like, I'ma set the table up for us. I'ma move this out the way. I'm gonna need you to put your drink over there, sit over there, and get them dominoes. He goes, oh, I'ma go back in my room. They sitting right here. I was like, okay, go get them. Go get them, right? He had these little nice little wooden ones from Jamaica. Boom. I said, okay. He was like, oh, you don't know how to hold the dominoes because, see, I got little hands. And you know how they be holding them, you know, on the side. You know, ones, some on this side and some on this side. So he was holding them like that. But I just stacked mine up in front of me. I said.
Yeah, I was playing prison dominoes. Okay.
Right. I said, you know, my hands is little. I can't hold them like that. I said, but. You about to get this ass whooping, though. I'm just going to say that. I ain't even going to play with you, bro. So he was like, nah, you ain't, shorty. I said, so, okay. So I thought, you know, we was playing the five. He was like, you want to play with them little sorry ass fives? You want to play with the sorry ass fives? We can play with the sorry ass fives. I said, okay, the sorry ass fives going to beat you. Bam. There we go. Turn it off. Okay. We going. We starting off. Game one went to me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I took my little wine drink, my little drink, little mama. I said, you saying something over there, yourself? Oh, you just was trying to be nice because I'm in your house. Okay. So, you know, game two went to him. Okay, no problem. He won by, 10 points? Okay. I was not, y'all, when I tell you, I was not playing him like I would play folks. Like, I wasn't counting the numbers. I wasn't, you know, watching what he play. I was just playing because, see, if I would have played like I usually play, I would have whooped his ass in his own house. I would have whooped his ass. Needless to say, game three, yeah, I whooped that ass. I said, you want to play no more? He was like, oh, I was just being nice because you was in my home. That's, you know what I'm saying? I said, no, bro, you took that ass with him real nice. You took that ass with him real nice from Chicago, okay? I was like, we playing none but tens? Okay, got you. None but tens going forward? I don't need a little size spots to whoop that ass. So needless to say, I had fun whooping old school Chicago's ass. Yeah, drunk.
That's funny. That's funny. She said, drunk as shit, whipping ass and dominoes, taking name in other people's house.
Yeah.
That's what's up, monstrously.
Oh, one more thing. Before I got in the house, though, this young, I was getting out the house, you know, I had my little bag. This young little cat was like, yo, hey, hey, beautiful, hey, hey, you know, can I talk to you? I was like, hey, how are you, sir? He was like, oh, you got a man? I was like, nah. He was like, I said, you got a man? He was like, yeah. I was like, all right, bye. He was like, nah, nah. I said, oh, nah. Nah, nah, bro, I'm not going to be calling your entanglement.
No. No.
No, sir. He was like, are you serious? You not going to take my number? Bro, that would be a no. I am out. I was like, who does that? If someone says you got a man, you'd be like, yeah, baby, give me your number. No, and he was not ready for me to be like, no. I was like, no, that's okay, goodbye. He was like, what? But I can be so good for you. I can be the one for you. Not with your own chick. No, you won't. Bye-bye. No, I don't play that. I was like, what a weekend. Don't nobody play that. We don't do that. No. You mad at it right now. Oh, you just mad at it right now. That's why you hollering. I'm on Tangerman
Street. He probably ain't even mad. He probably just dirty.
Well, I won't know.
Probably just dirty.
I don't mess around with entitlements, entanglements, engagements, none of that. Nope.
Matter of fact, go ahead and run that entanglement right quick. Because that's what your ass almost was in this weekend. August Alsina.
You know what? You ain't. Never lied about that.
Special moment in history. Definition of entanglement. It's when you're tangling the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. Yeah, entanglement. And when you're tangling the sheets, entanglement. Started leaning on my shoulder, got a question in my willpower. Jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid. Morning down the hallway, I can tell you how I feel about it. Caught up in the matrix, and I doubt if I can get about it. Living like it's no tomorrow, met your boy with open arms. Told you all my darkest stories, promise that you won't depart. Keys are over 40 cars, left me with a broken heart. Still I gotta get around, favorite artist was Tupac. Watch a movie, then we freaking tangled up, I'm getting deeper. Do this shit like every weekend, guess I'm just a little secret. Entanglement is when a mental lick can tell you trouble. The saddest part is I still love you just to keep it
tell
simple.
Me and I, baby, don't want no strings attached. You just want a nigga that's gonna break your back. No, I ain't about to play with that. You left your man to fuck with me, just to pay him back. Don't you know that's cold hearted? What you gonna coming back? Girl, you're fucking with a youngin', I be doing shit for life. No, 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 talking when I see you, all your hands up, down. Going round for round, you want a nigga to take you down. The definition of entanglement. It's when you're tangling the sheet. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you still fucking with me. I'm on my way, yeah. I'ma pull up when he tell me. He only see me and you fucking shit. Once he see me, he gon' trip. Let's be low key. Keep me. All I know I fucked up your head. Let you down and shit right there. Let you down and shit right there. Oh, that ain't my girl, but I got the key. To the crib and see it's hot. To the crib and to her heart. She don't wanna label shit, but she need me in her life. I don't have to label shit to get it in her life. We gon' keep it poppin', shawty. You my little sweet girl. This is lingerie, so I ain't taking off my sweet girl. It's wrong, but it's in your trap. Girl, it's wrong, I'm feeling it right there. The definition of entanglement. It's when you tangle in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you still fucking with me. Yeah, entanglement. Then when you're tangling and you're shaking, entanglement. Then when you're tangled up with me, entanglement. Then when you're getting in too deep, tangled up with me, tangled in the sheet.
Ooh! Yeah, man. Hello?
Yeah, man.
Yo, Mom.
Can you hear me?
Entanglement. I can hear you now.
There we go. I'm not hearing the thing that's telling me that I'm on or not, so just so you know. So when you say
okay,
something,
okay.
I'll just fill in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that. But what we got for our entertainment news, who's bumping who, who's getting fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle, brought to you by Monster US Radio, MRL, Monster Radio Live.
All right, we got Jam Master Jay, Cardi B, WWE star, Kim Kardashian, Donald Trump, YBN, y'all. It's a little short lineup tonight, but, I mean, good conversation to dive into. So who you want to bump the head with right now? But that lineup, who you with? Who you going with?
Let's go with the WWE. I haven't watched wrestling in so long. And I'll be honest, the last time I seen some wrestling stuff that was actually wrestling, I was kind of, I'm not going to say disgusted, but I was a little offended, just a little bit. So what you got?
Okay. So, WWE star Sonya Deville targeted in alleged kidnapping plot, arrest made at her home. Yes. So cops have thwarted an apparent kidnapping attempt at the home of superstar Sonya Deville, claiming the suspect is obsessed fan who was armed with a knife, zip ties, and duct tape. The Florida arrested 24-year-old Philip on Sunday, saying he has been planning his move for 8 months. Official says Thomas parked his car at a church, walked to the home where he cut a hole in the patio screen, waited for several hours, then entered the residence. Thomas set up the alarm, which started the village, and once she realized there was an intruder, she fled the home with another person and called 911. Cops arrived and found Thomas still inside the home. He was arrested for attempted armed kidnapping, armed burglary, aggravated stalking, and misdemeanor mischief. Cop says he's obsessed fan who was on a mission to inflict harm. They revealed a suspect, a disturbing obsession with his homeowner who he has never met but stalked on social media. It's frightening to think all the ways this incident could have played out. The home alarm not going off, alerting the homeowner of the intruder. Deputies within minutes had arrested the man. And thanks to everyone, a very frightening experience, but thanking that he is caught. This WWE Deville appeared on WWE reality competition Tough Enough back in 2015 and went on to become a star with the company. So Lil Dude was obsessed. Wow.
I'm going to say that was set up. They don't put that together. That's like the wrestling itself is fake. I'm just playing. That's a tragedy, and that's something that really plagues not just America globally, especially when you travel as a traveler. Beautiful women, not even just beautiful women, you got to be careful when you move around. This is why I always tell my daughters, don't be posting like these other women do, putting yourself out there on social media. You don't have to put all your beautiful pics on social media. Why are you going to fuck around and catch a stalker? Some of these motherfuckers ain't got it all. Common sense ain't so common anymore. You're going to try to be cute, trying to impress somebody, and you're going to fuck around and catch a stalker. You're sitting outside your house, blah, blah, blah. So, ladies, even guys, y'all got to be careful. Guys, that shit can happen to you too, bruh. For real. You can be sexually assaulted. You can be robbed. There's all kinds of things that can happen to you. So don't think just because you're a guy, that shit can't happen to you. So, yeah. I'm glad she made it out of that okay, because that's a problem they're not really talking about. Stalkers.
Yeah, absolutely. Stalkers. Yeah. And that's why I kind of, you know, for a minute, I was on Facebook and Instagram. I was just picture after picture, you know, putting that with it, you know. And I was like, you know what? I backed off. I was like, that's not a good idea to be posting so many of your pictures up there. And the difference was, and the thing about it was, I was posting different ones that had different looks, but it still was putting myself out there where you have to be like, okay, you got a business, you're on a radio show, podcast, your name is Miss Unbelievable. I'm going to need you not to want them to figure out what the believable part is about you to them, you know, because you got to think a little bit smarter. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm not thinking, oh, this, you, but you got to take, you know, what you do seriously. And you be like, you may not know that you have somebody that's wanting to see who you are, waiting for that next picture to come, wanting to see what the whole thing is about. But that person may be, you know, they may be putting in their head like, oh, I'm going to get her. She's going to be my woman. She gonna love me. You don't know what these crazies
are. Right. What a marriage.
You know?
That's my girlfriend. Never met you in your life. I'll be honest. I've had fans that were like that for real. Would ask me in the inbox, like, so we start talking, you know. I try to always engage with people. You know what I mean? If you be like, oh, yeah, I like your music. This is back when, you know, I was an artist. You know, I like your music, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'll engage with you. Yeah, okay, thank you. I'll talk, blah, 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 blah. Interact with you, so on and so forth. But it got one point where there was like two or three women had asked me, like, hey, can I put on my page that you my man? What? Can I put on my page that you're my... I'm not your man, though. Why would you want to do that? You dig? Like, what the fuck? No. Don't do that. No, you do not have the permission to do that. No, you do not. So, yeah. You really got to be careful with people out here nowadays. Because, you think that, you know, somebody's just being kind and now that you're just being friendly back, but no, they're stalking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or trolling to look for someone to stalk.
Right. Trolling has a whole new meaning that you need to start paying attention to. Like, trolling is just another word for stalking. Like, I don't know why y'all trying to make this trolling such a popular or non-popular word. Trolling is another word for stalking. Stop playing. And if you feel uncomfortable, you better ask somebody. You better tell somebody, like, this person is hitting me up just a little bit too much. I'm not feeling comfortable. Report him. Yeah, don't take it as, oh, this is cute. Ain't nothing cute about someone knowing your every move and following your every move that you make on social media, every move that you make, liking everything, wanting to be, you know, where you are. That's not cute, okay? Not at all.
Right.
All right, who you want to bust in the head next?
Go ahead, your turn to pick.
Okay. I want to hit off Kim Kardashian, of course. Of course. So Kim Kardashian's going to help free C Murder, Monica's ex, Master P's bro. So Kim Kardashian has her sights set on her next prison case, saying she's going to put her resources towards helping free a rapper who's Master P's sibling, a.k.a. C Murder. She made the announcement Sunday, noting evidence has been questioned in the case, and eyewitnesses since have recanted their testimonies after pinning him to the crime he was convicted of committing, not to mention jurors alleged being pressured to vote guilty. Kim writes, a tragedy occurred when a young man was killed. The next day, Corey Miller was arrested for the murder. She went on to say he was convicted on a ruling of 10-2, and that is trial happening today. It will be unanimous. She says true justice means catching the actual killer. C Murder was accused of fatally shooting a 16-year-old in this new development over the past years. There's new light to C Murder's life sentence at the Louisiana State Penitentiary. Kim also is teaming up with Monica in efforts to free him. Monica has been outspoken about the case for a while, and now she's powerful with allies getting Kim K to join the movement. Kim's bringing high attorneys. It looks like C. Murder himself is incredibly appreciative of the love and dedication Monica's shown over the years because he shouted her out in his IG. And he's like, this is unfair. He can't wait to see what the new outcome will be. He has been featured in songs with Snoop Dogg, Lil Boosie, Papoose, Crazy Bone, Magic, and several others.
Yep. Yeah, they always say that, you know, he was falsely accused or falsely convicted. But we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Not only that, I want to see, wonder how that'll work. And then, you know, if they do get him out, I wonder how the people who tried, how they going to feel. Like, how come we couldn't get him?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They've already had a big high power lawyer had been got him out of that, but I guess we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
I need a pee.
But I think that she goes, a little bit different route that most of them go on. You know what I mean? She actually looks like she's like a student. So she looks like she goes and looks at what they miss and hires private investigators and different things like that. So she actually dives a little bit deeper than what an attorney would do. So she does basically the grunt work of it. And so she's able to do actually what they don't want to do. Go talk to other people, have the high power attorneys do what, yeah, they should have done, but yeah, they didn't do. You know what I mean? Because it takes money. It takes hours. And you got to have money to do as many hours as she's getting ready to do, and to do it for free,
right. That's
different. Like, when you go out there and you hire a private investigator, they're going off of, man, serious. It's a lot of money to hire a private investigator. And you don't want to be mean, but it can drain your bank account because they got to sit, they got to watch, they got to look, they got to go talk, they got to, you know, let them know that we ain't going to hurt you, we ain't going to snitch on you. It's a lot being a private investigator. So it's interesting to see how she's going to make a difference, you know, compared to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to pick, or you want me to pick another one?
Run a song right quick.
Run a song?
I need some music to help keep me motivated. Yeah.
You need some music to help you. Nah, I got somebody even. I got somebody even better than that. Better than the baby. You know what I'm saying? Here's Emas, the free what?
She cocked the shotgun. I'm puffing on some bro, doing 50 bows to stay on the low. The super remote, cruising a photo. You know how it goes, bro. When you live in the hood, where you wild out so much, you need a chance to feel good. So I hit the freeway, the E-way, and mob on out. Turn up the bump, take a puff, and zone on out. And just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song. Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. singing my soul.
You know
watching the world go by slow, looking back like Tupac through my rear view, yo. Continue to relax, continue to kick back like Apollo, pump back, and I'm smooth like Cadillac. Ain't nothing like air shot and letting your face knock. Turn it up just a notch and bump that hip hop. Now some folks do other things, relax their mind, but for mine, get in the whip, dip and drive, and just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open,
driving down the freeway.
Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Driving down the freeway.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open.
Driving down the freeway.
Eyes real low, just singing my song.
We getting back with who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got Jam Master, Cardi B, Donald Trump, and YB Cordae. Who you want?
I was always a big Jam Master J fan, so go with Jam Master J.
Did
y'all
J
know that he was the one who asked for 50 Cent? Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, Jam Master Jay was the one who found 50 Cent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was 50's manager when he got killed.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
Yep. All
right, so
Jam Master Jay,
two men indicted for his murder. Fed says motives related to a drug deal. So the motive behind Jam Master Jay's murder was that one of the suspects was cut out of a drug deal. The investigation says that Jay had acquired 10 kilos of cocaine to be distributed in Maryland by Washington, Jordan, and others, but Jay allegedly told Washington he was not going to be involved. The authority says the two suspects entered Jay's studio armed with firearms. Jordan fired two shots. One of them hit Run DMC in the head and killed him. Run DMC DJ in the head and killed him. The second shot struck another person in the leg. Each man, they said, which was one of the Run DMC DJ.
Right,
so
okay.
Which was him.
There we go.
In the head and killed him. The second shot struck another person. Each man is charged with murder while engaged in narcotics trafficking and firearms for the fatal shooting. Jordan is charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute cocaine and seven counts of cocaine distribution. Both men are facing 20 years to life in prison, even a death penalty. The murder of Run DMC's DJ Jam Master Jay has been a mystery for nearly two decades, but two men are finally in custody for the crime. He was shot October 30th in 2002. Ronald Washington and Kyle Jordan Jr. is being indicted for the crimes. The men have been suspects for all along, but the feds finally found the goods on them and to put them all together to charge them with the murder. Ooh.
Well, now we know what the truth was.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. How do I say this? Honestly, I wish I wouldn't have found out what happened. I mean, I'm glad they caught them because, you know, that would because they should be brought to justice. But I didn't want to know Jam Master Jay was selling dope. Damn. Get it? Damn. Damn. Part of the game. Anybody knows anything about the game, and that's what it's doing. You're going to cut somebody out of the big deal? Yeah. They're going to be upset. And you know how drug dealers are? Some emotional motherfuckers. I'm just saying. You make them mad, they're going too far. So, wow, that's crazy.
Wow. So, do you
make me a whole new image now, Run DMC. I'm just saying. They running that
right.
DMC. Running, damn. No, let me stop. They're running that man's coat, DMC. Run DMC. Let me stop. Anyway. Go ahead.
So my question to you is, since you told us that 50 was his manager and we knowing that 50 was part of, you know, the gang and slanging, do you think 50 may have known that that was drug-related all along and he didn't say anything?
Let's just put it like, I can't say what 50 knew. Understand me when I say this, though. My family's from New York. Motherfuckers know what happens in New York before shit even happens. They got to get permission to do shit. You can't just beat somebody up or just do something to somebody in New York. You don't
mm-hmm.
know who you fucking with. It has to be approved majority of the time. Not all the time, but majority of the time, somebody
mm-hmm.
like, it has to be approved. Somebody knew. I'm not going to say 50 knew, but knowing the lifestyle that 50 came from, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I want to say no. That's what I'm going to say. And we know he's probably not the most liked rapper in the world. 50, but I'm going to say no, because I think if 50 knew, 50 probably would have did something. Unless he was collecting on the profits, 50 would have did something. If he knew, 50 would have iced that dude. But I don't know. It's all, you know.
It's all circumstantial and, yeah.
Speculation.
Well,
we just
speculation and circumstances. We speculating. I was just saying, because, you know, just considering, you know, the lifestyle, you know, that 50 came in, you know, with getting, you know, shot at and, you know, all the drama that surrounded him, that's why I'm just like, well, could it be a possibility that, you know, he may have not have known, but, you know what I mean? Could it have been, you know, like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I may know or ooh, I may not know, or maybe he may have thought, or maybe that person may have been, you know, covered, like you can't get to me. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I don't know. You know, that game right there, you got to be, like we always say, you got to be willing and able to live in the game that is in music. Because there's a hierarchy, and then you got to know somebody to cover what you do, especially if you're in the drugs or whatever. Man, dang, then it makes me wonder if P. Diddy knew something, you know, because they all was in the drug dealing before then. Like, did they all know?
Jay-Z.
You know, Jay-Z, man, Diddy, Biggie, like, was they getting that coke from him? Like, come on, like, this can be bigger than what we know right now to figure that out.
Right.
Man, I'll keep y'all posted. That may be some type of, whoo. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to just, whoo.
Especially, and then now they know who did it. Are they even going to make it to trial? I'm not trying to incite nothing. I'm just saying these are speculations. I'm pretty sure some of y'all out there is asking the same questions to yourself. They ain't gonna make it to the trial. Or they ain't gonna make it through their term. You dig?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because they know too much info. Like, you know, are they gonna get past keep it 100? Because they must have been covered by somebody. So did the Illuminati let them go to get caught? Because they only cover you for so long. Are the Illuminati going to keep him alive? Was he a part? Okay, let me just go on.
Right.
Okay. YBN Cordae has changed his name following YBN group split. So the YBN squad is no more, leading to group members changing his name. That includes YBN Cordae, who would drop the group name from his mockery and simply would go forth as Cordae. With YBN stripped from a majority of the group, YBN Namir has announced he will continue it alive by himself. They left this YBN shit in the gutter. Remember that. I'll turn it up myself, he wrote on Twitter. The change is already in effect on streaming services for the Lost Boy rapper, and new music is expecting soon. Okay. Talk to me about that.
I'm not for sure if it was another YBM member, because, you know, there's YBM, there's YFM, it stands for Young, it's like YFM, Young Fresh Brothers, Young Fresh, you know. So I'm not for sure, but I know there was another that was similar, Y somebody, something. He just got killed not too long ago. And I believe it was Chicago, I believe it was. And I think like a year before, his cousin got killed and his cousin's friend got killed. So I don't know what's going on, and that might be why they dropped it, because maybe, you know, because, you know, some artists are actually active gang members. Like, you don't know it,
yeah,
but some of these rappers are active gang members. So I think that's what that was. I think it was all a thing because they were saying this rapper, I can't remember, I thought it was the Cordae dude, but the rapper who had passed or whatever it was, he was YFN, YBN, but he was calling out other gang members, the ones that died, some gang members that died.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it saying? What was he saying? I think the song was like, I don't give a fuck, or fuck that bitch. Some shit like that. And he was saying these fallen gang members' name in this song. Like, fuck them. Blue, 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 blue. And there's like a whole bunch of them. So they think that he was hit because of, out of respect factor.
Oh.
That family members or friends of these other gang members that fell, somebody came to pay homage for him being disrespectful. So that's what they're thinking that is, and that could be part of what this whole, why these guys drop their name, because I don't understand why people would drop your name, especially if you're all a squad, why would you drop that? I can see you rearranging it, calling, say, like, if it was YBN, Young Black Niggas or whatever, but I could see you change it to Young Black Men, or, you know what I mean? You understand me? Young Black Gods or something.
Right.
But just to take your whole thing off, there's something bigger happening.
Right.
Whether it's an indictment or something else, but yeah, there's a reason why they're taking that off.
True. Yeah. All right. I that's all I ask you. So Donald Trump, did y'all know he had a younger brother?
I don't think nobody's trying to say that they his family member out in public except for his niece that came out with a book.
Yo, I'm about to get that book, y'all. I'm about to get that book. I heard that book is amazing. I heard She Holds Back for Nothing. I'm about to say my Kindle's about to be downloaded with that, and I can't wait to tell y'all all the juices, from that book. Yes. Man, but he died. His name was Robert. It was his older brother.
Okay, like an older brother, best friend. Yeah, I can't remember.
He
was like 60, 90, some shit like that. But yeah, he's the older brother.
Yeah, he's the older brother who tried to block the book too much and not enough, written by his niece. And Joe Biden sent his condolences to the president, and he was only 71. So.
Oh, 71. Okay.
Yeah, that's so sad. That's sad.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was bigger Biden.
Mhm.
Because I don't know if it was Biden's brother, if Trump would have did the same thing.
You know Trump ain't doing the same damn thing.
You see how he did, what was the dude's name? That was a military guy, and when he died, he fucking slammed him. I forgot dude's name. McCain? Was that his name? John McCain? McCain, I can't remember his name. First name? I believe it was the dude who was the war hero. War hero who was actually a prisoner of war. Came back and everything, yeah. He even tried to be like, oh, yeah, I need to see the records that he was actually a POW. Like, Trump, stop, bro. Stop. What is you doing? You don't fucking desecrate a dead man, a man that's passed. You don't do that, especially when he was a war hero. Don't do that. You don't do that. You don't do that. You see what happened to Kaepernick, and he wasn't even kneeling because of the military. He was kneeling because of something else, but as soon as they tried to portray it as he was doing that for the military, oh, they cut him down. And you going to come out and, So I think that was pretty big of it. You dig? Pretty big of it. Yeah, and I've been hearing a lot of stuff about his running mate. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But it's almost
one
of those, what do you do?
I think they just mad because she got it. I think they just jealous. I really do. I was like, and this is what I kept, I always say this. How are we going to throw stones when our graveyard looks horrible if someone wants to start digging? Stop it. You cannot throw stones when you got a graveyard. At least she only got a few stones. You know you got a graveyard. Stop playing. So that's why whatever you got, girl, whatever you didn't do, whatever you shouldn't do, they ain't doing nothing. So she is she's more qualified than all those in the White House, at the White House, and running for the White House. Stop playing.
Probably more qualified than Trump. Truth be told. Yeah. But, you know, some people are always going to have something to say about something. That's a given. The thing that I'm surprised at, and as we know, it's like crabs in a barrel. All races do it. You dig? I'm just surprised that we as a people are trying to slam her so hard. I've heard different things. Like, one thing somebody was saying, they don't know why they're pushing so hard that she's black and all this and all that. They said they don't have a problem with her per se, but they just have a problem with her marriage situation, they were saying, because, you know, she's married to a white guy. That that's not the problem that she's married to a white guy. They're saying that if she's saying that that she loves him, then just leave it at that she loves him. But they were saying they seen something about how she tried to make it seem like she was really winning because she was with a white guy. Like, black men weren't qualified enough. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that's their problem.
Listen, how many black girls you say that you hear, and let's just be clear, how many black men who say black women ain't qualified? Stop playing. To date me. How many black, just because a black woman gets up and says that, stop it. You said it out your mouth before black men who got their pants hanging down. They ain't for me. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Stop playing. I don't want to hear that either. Because y'all quick to say black women's mean and angry, and we don't want nothing. We don't want y'all. And y'all got the whitest of the whitest on your arm. No, I don't want to hear that race card. I don't care to go down that road, because that race card, to me, have been overplayed several times. Y'all can miss me with that one. Nope. All
right.
Bye. All right. Well, all I was saying is Cardi B had an interview with Joe Biden, and they were talking and kicking it and laughing. So Cardi B's not just a rapper. She's actually got some brains behind that. And, okay. You know what I'm saying? So we are in the archives, but we do want to hear how your weekend went. You said we was talking about you DJing and stuff like that. So before we go out and before we play the baby, what was so exciting? What happened?
Well, first of all, I ain't never DJed a party, and I'm the only male there. I'm going to leave that alone. But it was a great, great time. I had an awesome time. I haven't DJed this year, I don't think at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I DJed at all this year. So it actually feels good to be out and about DJing. It's an outdoor event. You know, they did the whole COVID spacing and everything. They kept all that in order. But, yes, it was a great event. All I'm going to say is, y'all ladies, y'all are off the chain. I thought us guys was off the chain. Y'all ladies is off the chain. Because when y'all get in y'all little way and y'all little group and y'all little girl squads and do, y'all turned up. Look, I had that little party juking. I had a ball. That's all I'm going to say. I think I had more fun than they did. At one point, I felt like they was entertaining me. So, yes, it was a wonderful thing. Big shout out to Baby Boo and Baby Boo Photos for hooking that up to make that possible. Yeah, it was a really great time. I didn't do much video. I didn't do much pictures because it was somebody else's event. It was a private event. So I didn't want to just, you know what I mean? I didn't want to just be out there. But yeah. So yeah, I mean, it was a really great weekend. I could go into it tomorrow, whatever. You know, like you said, we're into the archives. We still got a song to play. And yeah, and I'm pushing down and fall right now, coming back into the Twin Cities. So, but yeah, it was a really, really great time. I haven't had that much fun since Cancun.
Okay.
After I healed up in Cancun. If y'all know me, then you know what I'm talking about when I said after I healed up in Cancun. Well, I'm going to die looking at. Oh, my goodness.
Well, all right, y'all. That is our show for tonight. Be with us when we do Takeover Tuesday. Same bad time, same bad place. But this is the baby with Jump. Remember, the sponsors are the Solomon Speaks, Master U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. eMonster, is there anything you want to say to the people before we roll up out of here?
Yeah, I just want to say, if you guys got any concerns or problems you want to talk about, you want to place to where you can voice your concerns and your complaints, you call 1-800. That's 1-800-BEES-NUTS. And make sure you hum for line 8. And then delete me from Facebook.
And with that, here is the baby Jump. See y'all tomorrow, y'all.
Okay, hey. Let's go.
Let's go.
Crack in the 80s, baby, these ain't crazy, broke his desk, y'all go straight to my baby. And I made my boots talk to me when we talk back. Big rocks on my wrist, I'm busting. Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the block, ain't nothing. Say I look good, but y'all been doing push-ups. Play with baby and top me, cause good luck. My little daughter, too, but got 6 figures put up. Knock his head off his neck before he look up. Toes in the chest for a check, I stood up.
What that mean?
I stood up on their neck for a check.
Uh-huh.
Now my head get him stressed in my bed. I get 300K for a show,
don't
I'm playing.
Don't talk to them, down. I don't got no handles. We be pulling up back to back. Play, we gon' handle that. Working with three more times. Go to work and won't wait for the touch of me started. You know you gon' get it, you count. Put that stick to your face, and I'm gon' get straight from the knuckleback and rip to Atlanta. Talk out this cop with them bands on them. I be running my city, the police don't like us. They know we be stepping on shit. Put that blick on your brother, you feeling some way. Make them match and them dig up the dick up. See 200, bet one, how you living in. You know I be having and shooting. Paranoid every day, I be feeling some way when you bring up the static and shit.
switch the channel, we fixing that stash.
That's sweet.
Giving the real clip, he can have.
Get the hitting so quick, they think it's all the math.
Let's go. Don't try to hide in the house, get his ear. Stick him out, hit his ear.
Set trap.
Like, boom.
Made a song in 10 minutes, went platinum.
No, we still with this shit. Send the hit, we get at.
Mention why yeah. Baby, the game in the padlock.
Yeah.
My bitch got that air. From the waist, pretty face. Mm-hmm. Patting her, stank, she got air shot. I hit her from the back till we passed out.
Uh-huh.
I curved angle that hoe, put her leg in there. Ankle lock, hope that bitch sister tap out. Be one deep on your street with that strap.
One
out.
Deep for rapper, let's see what that rap
got. A brand new pistol.
I make it sound like crack in the 80s. Baby, these ain't crazy, broke his desk, I go straight to my baby.
And I make my bitch talk to me when we talk back.
Big rocks on my wrist, I'm busting.
Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the bitch, ain't nut.
Mic check one, two, check one, stretch two. When it come to murder, you know how we do. When I walk in this, keep your hands to yourself. We go down, shoot it up, spin it, get in the car. When you come to my house, you see everything new. You probably will find a strap in there, room. I'm about me and roll on top of this paddy. But bitch, it ain't no, I'ma jump out with two. Shorty said she on me, yeah, we be on her. As soon as I walk in the room, you can don't know me, yeah, we be on his ass. Talk them out through the day to the moon. Street gone, up in two. I be starting on something. Make all them moves. Soon as we run down, we gon' dirt them. You know it ain't certain. We never be leaving no clues.
Hold on, let's talk. We believe
it. I make it sound like crack in the 80s. Baby, these niggas ain't crazy. Broke his desk, I go straight to my baby.
Yeah, I make my bitch talk to me when we talk back.
Big rocks on my wrist, I'm busting.
Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the chain.
I make it jump like I'm Giannis.
Trying to see how I feel from behind.
Let's go.
Know that look say she don't deserve it. So they give me here with a con.
Uh-huh.
Wanna gamble and crap out, let's get it.
We put racks on his cap like a fit.
No cap.
Baby, pull up 2020. Hop out like it's nothing. That little nigga stunting. He shoot.
I can hop out myself in the skybox.
Yeah.
I came out the house 2 FNS for the day.
Why you bring them both out? Well, why not?
Why?
Let them go like a pro, let them try now.
Let's try.
I can go like a hoe, like a bond out. Send my bro up to school, let him find out. Pick my boo up from school and we sign out.
Mwah.
Any hope to get rude, get in timeout. Talk to him.
I make it sound like crack in the 80s. Baby, these ain't crazy. Broke his desk, go straight to my baby.
Yeah, I make my bitch talk to me when we talk back.
Big rocks on my wrist, I'm busting.
Big Glock on my hip, I'm clutch.
Let's go.
Get lost on the chain nut.
Blame it on baby now.
Yeah.
Blame it on motherfucking baby now. Blame it on baby. Blame it on baby. Yeah.
Let's go.
Monsters, my day. We out. See you tomorrow. Peace.